All right, learning tonight is my grandmother's yahrzeit is tonight, so learning is L'Ilui Neshama of Yentechav of Shlomo Zalman Zechron LeBracha. So we've been talking about Tu B'Av. This coming Shabbos is not only Parshas Nachmu, but it's Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which we said is the Mishnah said in Masechet Tanit. It was one of the greatest Yom Tovim, went over yesterday from the Shem Shmuel. And just the Halach L'maisa, so it means this coming Shabbos, where there's no Av Rachmim, no Sitka Chatzedek, and no Kael Malays, so that means two Shabboses without Kael Malay Rachmim. I guess they're going to add up. All right, the Gemara gives a number of reasons why Tu B'Av was such a big yantiv. So I'm going to go over one of the reasons today. So the Gemara says that Ula Amar Yom Shabitel Hoshe Ben Ela Pruz Diod Shoshiv Yeravim Ben Abad Al Adrachim Shaloya Alu Yisrael Regel, that Hoshea Ben Ela was the last king of the 10 northern tribes. We know that after the death of Shlomo HaMelech, the kingdom was divided into two. So in the south they had Yehuda and Binyamin and continued to be ruled by the Malchei Beit David. In the north they had different kings from different families. But the last king of the 10 northern tribes was Hoshea ben Ela. And Hoshea ben Ela removed these shomrim, these guardians that are on the drachim that prevented the people from making Aliyah L'Regel. The Amar Le'ezah Shiyatsu Yalu. So he said, you know, he wasn't a tzaddik. He didn't say, I want people to make Aliyah L'Regel. He said, you know, do whichever way you want. And if you want to make Aliyah L'Regel, if people want to be from, then a little bit, you know, not, that's fine. If they want to do Avodah Zarah, it's fine. But if they want to make Aliyah L'Regel, they could. So the Gemara says that that was attributed, that was big yantiv, that he removed these, shomrim. Now, the Gemara learns that that the shomrim were placed by Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat, why did he prevent people from making Aliyah L'Regel? So the Gemara learns in Masechet Sanhedrin, Adaf Kuf Aleph Amud Beit, he says, Amrav Nachman, not this, it says, Amrav Nachman, Gassad Ruach Sheyabu Yeravim Tzra Tomen Olam, that Yeravim's arrogance is what took him down. Shenemar Vayorim Yeravim Belibo, Yeravim said in his heart, David. In other words, Yeravim ben Nevat, he led the rebellion. Now he's got 10 northern tribes, but then Yantiv's going to come. Everybody's going to go to Yerushalayim. He says, "Im yaleh hamazel sotzvachim ve'ed Hashem b'Yerushalayim, v'shav leiv hamazel adonai hem l'rechava melech Yehuda." If they make Aliyah L'Regel, their allegiance will go back to Rechavam, who's the son of Shlomo Melech. Baharaguni, they'll kill me, v'shavu Rechavam melech Yehuda. So the Gemara explains, Amar, so that's the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amar, that Yeravam said, Gemiri, our Masorah is, the Yeshiva Bazara l'malchei Beit Yehuda b'vad. The only ones who are allowed to sit in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, are the Malchei Beis David, the ones from Davidic descent. He says, "Came the Chazulei the Rechavam Diati Vana Ka'ena." So, if everybody makes Aliyah L'Regel and I'm there, and they see Rechavam sitting and I'm standing, Ayavam standing, Sabri Hamalka Ba'Avda. He said, "Here's the real king, and here's like the Eved. He's the one who rebelled." V'yativna, and then if I sit down, Mori B'Malchut Avai. Then I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be in hot water because I'll be a Mori B'Malchut. V'katamli, they'll kill me. V'azlu Batrei, everybody will follow Rechavam. So Miyad V'yivatz Hamelach V'yashnei Eglei Zahav. So I have a great idea. He makes two Eglei Zahav, two golden calves. He says, Bayomar Lehem, Rabbachami Alod Yerushalayim. He says, skip being Aliyah L'Regel. These are your gods that took you out of Egypt. Bayasam and Akad Vedel, he puts one in Bedel, then Akad Badan, Natan Badan, one in Dan is in the northern edges of the kingdom. And that's what he said. And Navi says he even made up Yom Tovim, he made up another Yantiv like Sukkot and Shoin. So nobody was able to make Aliyah L'Regel for the centuries that the Malchus Yisrael existed. And at the very end, Hoshea ben Ela says, that's it. I'm going to create freedom. Now everybody who wants to make Aliyah L'Regel can do it. So the Yalkut Shimoni, this Rebbe Yalki Tov, in his Sefer Todai, he quotes from this Yalkut Shimoni. So the Yalkut Shimoni says, Manashna Hoshea ben Ela shegalu aseret ha-shvatim yamav. Why is it that the 10 northern tribes went into galut? They went into exile when Hoshea, everybody's a Rasha. Everybody told me to vote a Zara. Hoshea ben Ela becomes king. He says, I'm getting rid of these guardians on the border. And then after that, the whole kingdom goes kaplooey. It was going lousy to begin a vote a Zara. And he improves things. What did everything? Ela arachshav haita avodat alim kshur biyachid. He says, up until this point in time, the Avodah Zarah was attributable to an individual. In other words, they got a bad king, he doesn't let them, you know, worship Hashem. So that's why they're not making Alila Regel. Hashem finds it very difficult to cause an entire community, entire nation to go into Galus because of one person. You got one bad apple, you're up in Benavat. So everybody should go into Galus because they got one bad apple, you're up in Benavat. He says, Kevin Shbahu Sheben Ela will be tail Kola Mishmarot, Kulan. And then once Hoshea ben Ela came and he got rid of all these guardians, he didn't say everybody should make Aliyah. He said whoever wants to go should go. It says that he did was bad, not like the Malchi Yisrael, but bad. He took like the chain from his own neck. He says, "Unetano b'tzavar rabim." Now it's everybody makes their own choice. He says, if you do a mitzvah, you don't complete it. It means he sort of did part of it, but he didn't go all the way through. It worked out badly. So it's interesting. So the Chazal are teaching us that this day is a yontiv because they had choices. Even though at the end of the day, it redounded to their detriment because they didn't utilize the choices they had. In other words, this day was a great yontiv. Now they have a choice. Now they can make Aliyah L'Regel. But in the end, they didn't do it, and it brought down their destruction. So it's real Musar Haskel, I think, with, I guess for all of us. You know, this famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that in Parshas Vayikash, he says, "I'm a Abba Kohen Bardla." He says, "V'lo yachlu achav lanoroto ki nepalumi panav." The brothers couldn't answer Yosef. They were too shocked when he said, "Ani Yosef." So he says, "Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom tochecha." Woe to us from the day of din. Woe to us from the day of tochecha, rebuke. He says, "Yosef ketana shel shvatim lo yachlu achav lanoroto." Yosef was the least of the shvatim, and they couldn't respond to him. Anu, when Hashem brings us in a din v'cheshbon l'chav kam v'kama. So how so? So the Beis Halevi says that the brothers, their whole taina was, how can we go back to our father without Binyamin? He loves him. He is his dear son. So Yosef says, "You're so concerned with your brother. Well, what about me? Weren't you concerned with him?" And then all their arguments were like demolished. It's clear they're full of baloney. That's the way. So when a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us like the final tochecha, what are we going to respond? So I heard somebody speak once. He was saying, it's like, let's say a person, he can't study, he's busy working. It's not a great Torah, but it is what it is. So everybody should still study a little Torah, but he's busy working here, busy working there, busy there. But then let's say there's a day or a week he's not working. So does he open a sefer and study? So that really proves that, you know, where what the emes is. And that's like Hoshea ben Ela, that once they got the choice, and so they didn't do the choice, then it led to the downfall. So hopefully, so Chazal teach us a person from Tu B'Av should increase their learning. So hopefully, you know, this will work out well, but it's important to take down a lesson of Hoshea ben Ela. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, because